So we're going to start a bit later in the morning, maybe give another 10 minutes to the people, because it was a problem with the electricity supply on the subway. So, but too bad, I mean, we shall start in, say, 9:20, 9:25, something like that, just give the people the time to arrive. It's not a strike, you know. Exceptionally, it's not a strike. So people coming from the airport cannot travel, and people living in the suburbs cannot travel either. I will just tell you a few words about this meeting. This is more a working session between people interested in sugars. There are not many people throughout the world who are really interested in sugars. And the pyrenoidal nets. I mean, it's more than 100 years ago that Golgi discovered and described the pyrenoidal nets, for which we still have no real function. Well, there are hints what they may be, what their activity could be. But really, I mean, I think it's fair to say that we don't know exactly what they do. It's a very specific extrasymmetric structure that looks like a net. Indeed, and seems to regulate the physiology of some specific cell types. Primarily, I mean, probably neurons in the cortex. You know, one of the obstacles is that they are composed of complex sugars, and there are not that many people working on complex sugars. The reason is shame, James. I mean, we agree on that. But the reason why people don't work on complex sugars is extremely complex. That's it. And we are in need of good sugar chemists. I remember when we started to work on complex sugars in the mid-80s, we did a few studies in my lab on the role of defined sugars on the neuronal polarity. And we had the chance to collaborate with a very, very good chemist sugar, I mean, Jean-Maurice Petitou, that some of you may have met. But then, you know, it became almost impossible after he had left the academy to find someone to synthesize complex sugars. It's very easy to make DNA, it's very easy to make peptides, it's very easy to make proteins, making sugars and lipids. Also, it's very complicated, and it's fattening in addition to that. So it's only now that work on sugars are resuming, thanks to people who really understand now that this is a key element in the physiology of the brain. I mean, not only of the brain, I mean, of the bones, of the joints, I mean, all these places where you have this extracellular matrix, which is extremely rich in glycosaminoglycans. To make it short. So this day, I mean, and a bit tomorrow, will be devoted to these structures, primarily, not only, but primarily, to why these PNNs are so important in the cerebral cortex. And we have been able to gather the people who really work in the field for the world. I think most of the main actors, some of them for a long period of time, James. Well, you're younger than me, you said, right? So,
much.
Yeah, much, yes. some of them for long periods of time, I mean, which are still, I mean, working on this, and I've been able to maintain this topic, I mean, throughout the years, in spite of the lack of interest of many people in the community, which I think it's a pity. If you wish, I mean, Cyril, we're going to wait. I would like to give the people another 10 minutes, okay? So please be quiet, because I hope that the subway will be fixed soon enough that more people arrive during the day. But if not, it will be between, most of the people are here. I mean, Takao has not arrived yet, Takao Hench. He must be in Roissy somewhere at this point, trying to rejoin the capital. But he will arrive, I mean, before his talk, which is tomorrow anyway. So. No, it's this afternoon, right, Takao? No, it's tomorrow. And the organizer, Ariel Linardo, is also stuck somewhere, so we're also waiting for him. Okay. So, this being said, I think we have to take another 5-10 minutes, and Cyril, you will start 10 minutes late, if you don't mind. Okay. Okay.